Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. Good evening, everyone. This is Brother Lee, Talk Blog Radio, an ambassador for Jesus Christ in the Kingdom of God. Coming your way by the windy city of Chicago, USA. To all the people that are near and far and abroad, greet you in Shalom. Shalom Mashiach. Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, we are in the year of our Lord Jesus 2022, according to the Gregorian calendar, and we tune off the Julian calendar of date, and according to the calendar that we now measure time, we at the year 2022. Now, the Hebrew calendar is a little different in measuring time and date. And so we know for sure from the signs of the scriptures, apostles, that the coming of the Lord is near. And the signs of Matthew 24 and Matthew 21, Luke 21, and are relevant, very clear and definite about the signs spoken in Revelation and in Prophet Daniel about the generation that the Lord will come in. And so when we measure the words of our Lord Jesus, as we acknowledge the Holy Spirit to share with you the nearness, the coming of Christ and establishing and ruling in his kingdom on earth. Blessed be the rock of our salvation, the hope of Israel, the hope of the whole world. Thank be to God who has given us this privilege today. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Lord. May the blood of Jesus cover us and the word of God, the gospel of our salvation, may go to the ends of the earth. And then we say to you again, there will be no more peace among the nations of the world. There will be no peace among the nations of the earth. Peace is gone and fled away, taken away. And how is it gone? Because the time of the closing out of the age is now come, the consummation and the downfall of all nations. And the kingdom of our Lord and our Christ is about to fill the whole earth. Now, making ready, preparing our hearts and lives to meet the Christ at his coming. Prepared to be his bride, made ready, as written in Ephesians chapter 5. Behold, he cometh with thousands and ten thousands and thousands of the saints and the angels are back again this second time. Thanks be to God. Now, Satan is trembling in his boots, and demons are busy and scurrying about, causing troubles and sorrows and griefs in all the earth, because they know, the devils know, the demons know, Satan knows his time is very short and he will work no more. He'll be cast into the pit of Revelation 12 for 1,000 years, and peace shall be upon the earth, and Christ shall reign from Jerusalem and Zion over the earth. Before that happens, beloved, something has to happen. Something will happen. Something marvelous things is getting ready to happen. I want you to read something good news. Around the horn of America and the world and the nations, I was thinking what particular role does the United States play in particular to bringing about the plan of God. Now, including in the scriptures, which many, many, many prophecy experts has excluded and left out the role that America plays in God's important end time plan. Good men, prophecy, we see in part and we understand in part, but they have left out the important role that the United States plays in prophecy. And there are many scriptures that indicate the great and important role in bringing about nations and their understanding of the coming of Christ and the establishing of his kingdom. You know, we've been told in this Lord's Prayer, Matthew, Jesus, and the disciples said, teach us how to pray. And he gave them a model principle prayer. And out of that prayer is a model of something that we need to understand, each precept and each principle. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He goes on in that model prayer. Thy kingdom come. What you'll be praying and looking for in the prayer, thy kingdom come. The church of the Jesus Christ is the nucleus in the beginning, but the greater part of the church is that the kingdom message is to be declared before Jesus can come again. One of the very last signs before his coming, Matthew 24:12-14. He says to his disciples who were inquiring about the end of the world and when he shall come again. And Jesus summed it up. And one of the things he said to them, this gospel of the kingdom must and will be and shall be preached into all the earth among all nations. Then only will I come. Now, all the other signs that's telling, progressively telling us about coming closer and closer, but the final clause in his speaking about his second coming, he said, I can't come again and I will not come until this gospel. Now, that's a particular gospel, this gospel of the kingdom. Notice he didn't say this gospel about all the groups and secondary and broken branches of Christianity, but he's talking about that will be restored at the end time in its fullness as it was in the beginning. He referred to the kingdom message. The kingdom message. And they want to know about what he's talking about in Revelation 14:6. This particular end time 12th hour message was come again. It called it the everlasting gospel. That means it's not going to be broken, polluted anymore by the different groups since the falling away from the early church to this day. But Revelation 14:6 and Revelation 18:1 tells about the restoring, the bringing back the completeness, pure, everlasting gospel of Christ. You need to pat yourself on the shoulder and say, restoration. Restoration. Restitution. Restoration of bringing back the faith that were once delivered to the saints of old as it was unpolluted, pure, and complete. Be to God. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God who always give us the victory. All from the church age in the first book of Acts, the church Paul's and Apostle Paul in Peter's day did not remain. They spoke about his demise and his pollution and heretics in day of the what we call the Dark Ages of the Church Age, when it is broken off and polluted by the Roman Empire and coming into a church state called the Roman Catholic, and the pollution of the real gospel and the plan of God, how it will be restored in the last of days completely. Now, beloved, we're in that last hour, what Jesus called it the 12th hour, breaking forth of a new day, closing in. But many things are to take place. Now, let me read you some very important news. You know, we have on the earth, we have these newscasters telling us about everything, most things that are going on in the earth to their, we are blessed. We are so blessed in this age that we're living in the last age, as called the age of Aquarius, and then the age of this and that, and then we are able to communicate with people almost in most parts of the world through the airwaves. They didn't have that in Jesus' day of the early church or in the apostles' age. They didn't have planes that could fly to the end of the earth in a day. Didn't have telephones where we can, from our own resident and home, speak to people around the earth 10,000 miles away. Or they could look at us, our face, upon this new technology, while we talk. Didn't have televisions, radios, Instagram and Facebooks and all this other Instagram and iPhones and smartphones. Oh, beloved, we are given these instruments for the kingdom of God's sake. Hallelujah. For the gospel's sake. That we may, like Jesus said, a quick work will God do upon the earth. And in order to preserve and deliver the elect, because the days will be so terrible, God will shorten the days and shorten the time for the elect's sake. Now we're seeing the brink of disaster and war, and the war clouds are coming to near, and Iran and Russia and China and Islamic terrorists whose eyes are upon the destruction of America, the USA, and destroy, they want to destroy Jerusalem, the Jews, and America. Satan knows that if he can destroy America, bring her down, he can capture the world. Hallelujah. Well, let's see what the scripture says concerning the consummation of all things. Where do America stand in prophetic events? Where does she stand in the eyes of God? And what place does she play in prophecy? I want to read you something from a heaven report, because you turn your radio on TV and you're listening to the nations and you hear the news, and a lot of it is terrible news, bad news, and there is no peace anywhere. So are you looking for peace, beloved? All nations now are at conflict and war with one another. This is what Jesus talked about. Peace will be taken from the earth. Peace would be not among the nations. So you're looking for peace. Look at the cities of America. Look at the cities of the nations of the world taken from the earth. And war and conflict and hatred and bitterness and Satan influence over other nations to stop Christianity from filling the earth. Satan's ultimate goal, why he hate America so much, because America was used to bring freedom and liberty and democracy, so that the gospel, the main purpose was that the gospel of the kingdom and the center of world deliverance would flow from America to the rest of the world. From the 1940s and 30s, the airways and the missionaries and the gospel and freedom was allowed, and deliverance from the oppressive Japan, the Nazis and the fascism, allowed a period of time where the gospel of power and might of Christ will begin to spread to the earth, began to go to the ends of the earth, and America became the center of world deliverance has spoken in prophecy. Hallelujah. And now Satan must stop America. She has been a catalyst to be the used to bring forth the light of Christ, and her foundation was allowing freedom, liberty, justice for all. No other nation on the earth has a constitution, a preamble on biblical principle. No other nation has the opportunity, freedom, and liberty economically, socially, financially, education. No other nation, no nation, because it was born, established, and raised up by Jesus Christ to be a light to the nations and the Gentile and to Israel. Because America stand up, Israel are able to stand as a nation from 1948 to be established as a sovereign nation and being protected. Our main protector has been the USA. And if USA fall, Israel fall. Hallelujah. They're brothers and sister nation because they are the seed of Israel. They are the seed of Abraham. America, Saul, belongs to the tribe of Joseph. This is her inheritance and prophecy. The tribe of Joseph came from Jerusalem, and they founded their way to America by design. First, they came here 2,300 years before Christ. Then the second group of people came 800 years before Christ to this land. And when Columbus found these people, when Columbus found for a new world, he found these tribes here. We would later go on to the history of how these people got to America and why they were brought to America, USA, and North America. Beloved America, so go America, so go the world. Now, you may not like that, but just as Israel was the light of the nations, Israel and Jerusalem at one time, now it's before all America to be the light. Hallelujah. The light of the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ and the hope for mankind. Deliverance is the beef has been in America, and America has been the top nation since 1940 when she got to use her to subdue the enemies, take away the freedom, and put them, all nations, under Nazism, fascism, and under the Japanese Tokyo. Those three enemies was annihilated and put under rest, and America rose to the top of the world as the center nation of deliverance and hope and justice and freedom and liberty for all. Now America has backtracked and fallen the same way Israel did in Jerusalem, forsaking her God. So America has done the same today. What we need, beloved, to save our world and our nation, America, we need a spiritual awakening. Anaboshata. Did you hear what I said? Hallelujah. What a save, America. Been God's favorite nation in the end time. He loved the Jews. He loved Jerusalem. But America is the deliverer of all nations, not Jerusalem. Jerusalem had forsaken her God 2,000 years ago and forsaken the Lord Jesus, so she's not the deliverer. America with a gospel and standard and banner is the deliverer for the world. Hallelujah. With the other Western nations. Now, America has turned her back. America the beautiful, the bountiful, has turned her back. Hallelujah. Sad to say, America the great, the choice above many nations, Zion, the bounty, the beautiful, the choice land, the most beautiful choice land in the end time, has turned her back and forsaken her God the same as Israel did in the old. The Jews were scattered and brought to naught and scattered to many nations. Jerusalem were broken up, and God said they were going to suffer to the end time. That's why the Holocaust came upon them, because they forsook the law of the prophets. They forsook the Messiah and killed him, and that's why they suffered. And the third reason, second reason they suffered, so that the Gentiles could be brought in. And the Gentiles would accept the New Testament of the gospel and the law and the prophets, and they would be the saviors through the gospel of the world. Even they had to save Jews again, because the Jews are still blindness, rejecting Jesus as their Messiah. They're still on blindness until the end time. Now we're in the time where many Jews' eyes are open, that are accepting Jesus as their Messiah and their Savior and their Redeemer. Hallelujah. But not as a nation. Jerusalem is still in blindness as a nation. They're rejecting the Lord Jesus as their Messiah. They are rejected and they killed him. That the scripture said they will reject and kill him. Isaiah 53, and so it was. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, Jesus said, I came to my own, and my own received me not. The Israel people, the Hebrew people, he came through Judah, and they rejected him and cast them away. Now, Lord, Jesus is coming back, the Christ, the Messiah. And America has turned her back. Same as Israel of old did. Same as Israel, the ancient. America has done the same thing. Turn her back. America has turned her back. And as a nation corporately has embraced idolatry, paganism, heathenism, Sodom and Gomorrah. You'll understand better when you said communist ideology, socialist ideology has crept in. Even Islam, Islamology, and false religion. And they now worship at the feet of politics, gold and silver, greed, sex, perversion, and unrighteousness, and money. Babylon, they worship at the feet of politics, money and power, and perversion. Look at America. She's as perverted as Sodom and Gomorrah. And we have embraced that which we hated, which God hates. They've taken prayer to Jesus and Bible out of all the public schools. They have embraced what Rome destroyed them was perversion and idolatry. Passed laws, they're making confusion in the earth as in the days of Noah, and they're ready for destruction. Hallelujah. But Jesus is a slow in anger and long in mercy. And now we need a spiritual awakening. If America does not come back to the Lord Jesus and bow at his feet and his gospel and his principle and righteousness and purity and holiness and justice and truth and compassion, then America is going down. Because if the Lord doesn't bring judgment on America, if the Lord is a respected person, and if the Lord does not judge America now, and he's judging her now, and judgment is filling her nations, if God does not judge America, he would have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. I said, if the Lord God does not judge America, the once beautiful, he would have to go and apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah for her sins that have come up before the Lord, as Sodom and Gomorrah did, and Abraham, the man of God in the earth that had authority to make intercession, intercede for Sodom and Gomorrah. There's a remnant of Holy Ghost intercessors that are interceding destruction, judgment, and asking God to hold back judgment against America. There are holy intercessors who are standing in their gap, some of day and night, to pleading with God to send restoration, revival, and awakening. Send the anointing. Send the spirit like Elijah of old, who saved Israel against Ahab and Jezebel. We have the Ahab spirit in our government, in our school system, and it's not just Democrats. It's all of the creds, because they are looking to politics to deliver them. They're looking to the White House and the Red House instead of looking to the church house, because the revival has the cleansing and the judgment has awakened, has to come first to the church before it comes to the nation.
save and cleanse and refine and send a spiritual awakening as you did in the days of the Azusa Street Revival, Lord. This is the only thing that will really deliver us from your judgment. Lord Jesus, look at the condition of America and go back and look at the condition of America historically in 1940, spiritual shape that America is in. Look at the immorality, the violence and hate and racism, the bigotry and Ahab spirit and Jezebel spirit has come, and confusion has come upon us because the hour of judgment is falling. Hallelujah. But God is a just, God is a just and a holy God. Hallelujah. Now the churches who call themselves Christians who have not lived up to that name, the followers of Christ, all have to be awakened and revived and cleansed again. So we're asking the only thing of our deliverance. If you're thinking a man in the White House is going to deliver America, you are greatly deceived. A just and a man of integrity can be a very help for a short period of time to the nation, but he cannot save by might, nor military, nor by finance, nor by money. There is no deliverance of a nation, hallelujah, from unrighteousness and wickedness and idolatry, for the love for money and the love for pleasure, love for greed and fraud and deception and corruption. It goes from the White House to the church house to the nations of the earth. Corruption, greediness, wickedness. And as in the days of Noah, they lived for pleasure and lasciviousness and all manner of lewdness and wickedness, things, drug, devil, demon, sex, homosexual, perverted, adulterers, all manner of evil, and evil is waxing worse and worse, as Paul says. And my God, the favor of God is moving away from, and the sword of justice is hanging over America, except we repent and turn and confess and humble our knee. If this nation, which is called by Jesus' name, humble themselves and pray and repent and turn from their wicked ways and evil ways and seek his face and humble themselves before the living Christ, we will be as Israel when Babylon overtook Israel. Their pride is Israel, they could not be overtaken. But the Lord Jehovah said, I will send my prophets to warn you. He sent Jeremiah to warn them, but they will not repent. In the days of Daniel, they was taken captivity. America is about been taken captivity, has been taken captivity by sin, iniquity, idolatry, greed, perversion. It has taken captivity America. So the enemies of America know once a nation as America, a great nation, her greatness is not our politics, not Trump or not Biden or Obama nor any of these Clinton. None could restore America. Deliverance is not in politics. Show me where a nation was delivered by politics. Even though a government that stands for integrity and justice helps a lot for temporary things. But the only real true deliverance is the gospel, changing the heart and the core of sin and taking Satan's power away. When sin is broken, Satan loses his power. When iniquity is cast down, Satan loses his influence and his power. And peace and love and righteousness and justice is restored. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now, if we don't begin to fast and pray and travail, like Joel the prophet says, one, and awaken the people. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Where are the true prophets? Where are the true prophets like Elijah of old, like Moses, like Daniel? Where are the true prophets? Hallelujah. Where are the true prophets like the ancient Elijah and Elijah of old? The Lord God says in Malachi 4, the last book of the Old Testament, the abridged version of the Bible, Behold, I will send you Elijah. See, we're going to need someone. God knew that we would need a prophet like Elijah. He said in Malachi 4, behold, the day shall come that burn as an oven. Ah, we're in that condition day where we see the war clouds and the pestilence and conflict and the sorrow and tribulation is coming upon the world. Behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Oh, the proud and the wicked shall be as the stubble on his feet. God is about to crush evil and the stubble on our feet. But then he says, before the end of it come, behold, I'll send you Elijah, the prophet, like an old. I'll send you Elijah, the prophet. Why did Malachi, in his four chapters of Malachi, say, give them one of the most important announcements that people overlook before the coming of Christ? One of the most prominent and most important words in the last generation, Malachi gave that prophet this. Behold, Malachi, for I will send you Elijah, the prophet. I will send you Elijah. I know you're looking for the rapture. I know you're looking to escape the tribulation and the great tribulation, saints. But this is God's answer about restoring the gospel in power and saving the nation and the world. Behold, I will send you Elijah. Elijah the prophet restored Israel to the true worship. Go look at books, 1 Kings 18:19-20. Elijah, the great power, and stood out, and he was used to restore Israel, deliver them from the Antichrist, the anti-God. Ahab and Jezebel, they were the Antichrist, anti-God in that day. Hallelujah. They were the Babylonian type. They were the spiritual falsehood of that day that Israel was bowing to. And Elijah, that great prophet, stood out. And he said to Ahab and her witches and her warlocks and her demon prophets, Elijah defied the demonic powers of Ahab and Jezebel. They were given to Satanism, idolatry, killing babies, and throwing babies on the fire. And so we are doing the same thing that Ahab and Jezebel throwing babies, the fetuses, we're taking and destroying them. And because the fire of lust, now we're throwing them to destruction and killing 80 million babies in America. The same thing as Ahab and Jezebel did, killing innocent blood. And you know, they use fetuses, Ahab and Jezebel, they use fetuses to make perfume. You know, you didn't know that, that a lot of the perfume and makeup is made out of dead fetuses of dead babies. I know you don't want to hear that. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't look nice and look beautiful. But you notice lately in the world, they got all this makeup that you can't tell a male from a female. They make so much makeup, and this is a sign. No, I'm not saying that you can't have a beautiful-looking face or skin, that salvation is in that, but it's a sign. It's a sign of the end. Hallelujah. You can't tell the difference between a man and a woman in the Western world. When you can't distinguish, this is a sign. When you walk down the street or look at the TV, you can't distinguish a woman from a man. But Satan has brought greater confusion. He has told people now with that spirit of deception, they got three or four different genders, five new additional genders. You can become whatever you want to be with an operation or a psychiatrist. You want to change from a boy to a girl to transgender, bisexual. All this is demon knowledge. All these demon curses. That's what happened in Noah's day in Sodom and Gomorrah's day. That's when Rome. Next thing is bestiality. They're having sex with animals. Oh, I know you don't want to hear it. I know you don't want to hear the warning. You want to hear cars and everything going to be all right and everything going to prosper. And you hear these lying prophets on TV and some of them. Smooth things, itching ears, telling you what you want to hear and the flesh about the earth. You think because you are what you call achieving something wonderful, and Mr. Trump talking about the greatness of America. Mm-hmm. But you didn't look at the Bible, and the scripture said, what makes a nation great? Are you looking at what Jesus and what the Bible says, what makes a nation and a people great? There's none of that stuff they're telling you in these elections. Now, it's good that a nation embraces good and wonderful things. It's good and wonderful they embrace just and right principles of finances, school, education, and government. But you're not delivered by that. Your foundation has to be spiritual, morality, ethics. And a nation, America, his greatness came from the lifting of the principles of the Bible, the founding fathers. I know they held slaves. That was part of their judgment. They held black people in slavery, and America is suffering for that. They held the Indians and did what they did to the Indians, and America is suffering for that evil she done to them. And racism has been one of the core evils of America to overcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But through the blood of Jesus, through the new birth, you can overcome every evil. God will give you a new nature and crush the Adamic nature. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. But one must come like Elijah. Saints, I know you're looking for the tribulation, and those that are not looking to go through the tribulation, but you're looking for the pre-rapture, that we're going to escape all of this, and if we're knocking at the door of the great tribulation, and we don't even know it. Well, we got plenty of time. The rapture is going to get us out of here. Mm-hmm. They've been saying that to the 1960s. They've been preaching that rapture every moment now we'll be raptured out. I'm afraid good, wonderful men and women of God who have mistaken and misapplied the scripture and the time. Yes, I could be in error too. Yes, I could be mistaken too. Praise you to put your time in on your knees and on the scriptures and fasting and ask God to open to you that you may be able to stand and endure to the end. What is it you're going to have to endure? What is it that Jesus spoke unto the disciples? He that endures. Why did he say that endures to the end of what? When he said he that endures to the end, and he went on and told about the tribulation and the great tribulation and talks about the turbulence time the world will go through, he said he that endures to the end. End of what? Well, let's see. And to see him coming in the clouds of glory, which is his second coming and not a rapture. Now, I'm going to tell you, saints, you're not going to escape the great tribulation or the great test that's coming to the saints, because God got to be glorified in the earth. Well, why is it that necessary for the church of Jesus Christ, the true body of Christ, to go through this fiery test? So the Lord can be glorified, hallelujah, and put Satan to an open shame and not have to run away and escape in the sky from the great test of the false prophet and the false church. Because the Lord says, I will make you a conqueror and an overcomer, not run away. Jesus never ran away. The first century church didn't run away. I said the first century church couldn't run away from their test. I said the first century church, Book of Acts church, that Jesus established upon the rock, was allowed not to run away. But they had to go through the enemy and be tested and proven. So the last church of Jesus preparing for his coming must go through this final test and purify. Well, I would love to have to escape all of this, like they're telling you about this rapture and the different things. Oh, it's going to be a lot of shocked people, a lot of unprepared people, a lot of people that are going to give place to the mark of the beast, hallelujah, and the great pestilence and hunger that's coming up on the nation. America is about to go into a hunger, hallelujah. But you're not going to believe that because they're prophesying to you all these nice things. So you go on, beloved. I'm not mad at you. You want to believe that. If you choose, fine with me. Hello. Hello, because Jesus loves us so much. He don't want us to be deceived. Lord, help me not to be deceived in these last days, not deceive anyone. Lord Jesus, help me not to deceive, nor be deceived. Lord Jesus, humble me, correct me, chasten me, rebuke me, judge me now, that I be not a deceiver, nor deceived. Help me, dear Jesus. Would you help me and deliver me, give me a pure heart and a clean heart? Let my motives be right. Let my motive be acceptable in your sight. Whatever I do to the glory of God and not the glory of man, nor seeking self-glory or honor. But Lord Jesus, great men and women have failed because of pride. Great anointed men, gifted men went into error. Lord, help me and help your people to humble themselves and crucify and mortify the deeds of the flesh and the pride. Africa coming forth with the greatest revival. God's going to bless that people. And the full amenity of Spanish people going to receive the greater revival. Hallelujah, first. The greater move of the Holy Ghost is going to move among the nations before it hit America. America has turned its back on the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We're living in the days where right now we need to fast and pray, Isaiah 58, and seek the face of the Lord Jesus that he restore. Like Elijah, the prophet of Israel, restored Israel to true worship and deliverance from the Antichrist, anti-God, anti-Jehovah, anti-Israel in their day. So America got to be delivered, hallelujah, and the world. The World Council of Churches setting up the one world government now, watching up the one church. The Pope is going around to establish, bring all people back under him again, that they may worship one religion and one head. Yeah, I'm prejudiced, I'm biased, I'm closed-minded, and I'm a fanatic. But pray for me, would you please, please for me. I want to read to you something in closing, because there is a way of deliverance that Jesus has prepared. As he did at Noah's day and Daniel's day, there's a way of deliverance. Hallelujah. Jesus said that some people in the latter days will have to lay down their lives for the gospel and be martyred. Right now, in the Middle East, the Far East, Middle East, there are nations now that are killing Christians. Communist Islamic nations, Hindu nations, tribal nations, slaughtering and killing Christians, especially communists and socialist nations. Socialism is an anti-God, anti-Christ. Communist is an anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-Bible, anti-America. Islam is a tyrannical, mass, demonic. There are good people in all of these, hell and bondage and darkness in all of these nations. But Islam, its foundation, its Sharia law by the Muhammad is to kill Christians and anyone that don't accept Islam. You know that. No, they tell you, but what's in their book? What's in their creed? Go read what's in their book and their creed, what Muhammad taught. Don't just take their word. Read what the creed is about heretics. It's to kill all heretics who refuse to bow at Allah and Muhammad as the only true God. If you don't, you're a heretic and you're worthy to have your head cut off. That's why you see them on TV with those Christians trying to put fear in you and cutting off their heads. That's the true Islam. Now, in America, over here and tell you they're Muslim and all. What book are they reading from? They're reading from the Quran of Allah, because it is hate America. I understand why many black people have bitterness, how they've been treated, and many colored people around how they've been mistreated by the European invasion. I'm not saying that we have not been, black people have not been treated, the Indians haven't been treated, and some other groups have been mistreated, the Jews. But see, the Jews are not the only people of Israel. I said the Jew, in particular, is not the only people of Israel. Israel consists of 12 tribes. Think that the Jews are one color Israel is one color, they make a big mistake because they have the impression that the Israel people, or Hebrew, were one color and one shade. So today, when they see European Jews, they think that's the only people that's of Israel. When they see the European people on TV, looking European-looking people, they take for granted that all Jews people are light-skinned. But the original Jewish people were dark, bronze, mostly blonde, blonde, mingling with other nations. Then they got light-skinned Jewish people, what you call white-skinned, and all colors are mixtures. But God looks at the heart. You look at the skin. Jesus looks at the heart of man and changes the heart of man. You must be born again of the water and the spirit. That's what he told Nicodemus. I don't care how Jewish you are, how Israel you are, how black you are, how white you are. He said you can't get into the kingdom unless you're born of the water and the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus made it very plain to his Israel people that no matter what, they claim to be Jews, and that if they want to get into the kingdom of God, they must be born of the water and spirit, both Jew and Gentile. So Elijah must first come in Malachi. The last trump before Jesus come is the gospel of the kingdom, and Elijah, Malachi 4, the last trump now message. Last trump message. Matthew 25, and what Jesus declared, this gospel of the kingdom, Revelation 14 and 6, to sound, Elijah cometh and restore all things. Where is that at? Matthew 17, verse 9 to 13, Matthew 11. Elijah cometh the second time. This is the second coming of Elijah. I said, the second coming of Elijah precedes the second coming of Christ. I said the second coming of Elijah precedes the second coming of Christ, a preparation, a refining, a warning message, as in the days of Noah. Jesus said there will be a message like in the days of Noah, because there will be sins, iniquity, destruction, and judgment, as in the days of Noah. He said it would be just like Noah's day, a final call. Elijah must first come and restore all things. Jesus said this out of his own mouth. I didn't make it up. Peter preached about it on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 3. He said that prophet would come and speak. That prophet is Elijah with the last message, the last trump message, Malachi 4, Revelation 14 and 6. Behold, I send you Elijah. What did Elijah do in that day of Israel? What do we need in the last days? Elijah must first come. He said, Elijah shall come and dreadful day. We're nearing that dreadful day when Armageddon shall fill the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's get ready, saints. Let's get ready. Let's get ready, dressed in the garment of Christ's righteousness and holiness and beauty of holiness and righteousness. Sanctify yourself and come out from among them. Be as a light among the nation. Lord, save, sanctify, purify me, deliver me. Send the holy revival as the Azusa Street. Send the Cane Rich revival of Kentucky. Send the Wales revival, Evan Roberts. Without it, Lord, we will not survive. Let's pray that Zion be established, that the Church of Christ rise to a mission. We pray that the Church of Christ, Elijah, and all that have the word of God in their mouth and the gospel rise to the day of deliverance as it was Elijah. Put on the brighter garments of righteousness. We pray that the Church of Christ with the Elijah mission, who have received an angel's message, Revelation 14, 6, that she would arise and put on the brighter garments. We pray and we fast that the Church of Christ and all that represent Christ with his word rise, put on the brighter garments, and that the greater power and a greater might, as it was Elijah, to take the gospel to the end of the earth. He is the last days, but this is the last generation. Christ is coming. Now, you can come to Christ right now. You don't have to wait to go to no church. On the street, you can give your heart to Christ. Say, Lord Jesus, come save me, live in my life, deliver me from my sins. Wherever you are, in a dive, drug dive, homosexual, a murderer, child molester, communist, racist, church person, say, come live in me, Jesus. Save me into the uttermost. Deliver me. Give me a new heart and a new spirit. Wash my sins away. Create me a new heart. He'll do it right now. He'll heal and he'll deliver. He'll cast the works of the devil out. This is Brother Lee signing out. I love you with the love of God. Jesus said Elijah must first come in the great outpouring of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Angela's niece, Michelle, was just 6 years old when her aunt arrived here from China, where she'd done some modeling.
It looked like as she was walking towards us that she was exploding towards us. And I just remember.
Free love singers?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have about 100 musicians on our team right now.
And how much do you pay them each time they do a song?
So we pay them anywhere between 35% to 55% of the song's order cost.
But I made a promise my son. That's why I want to go to grab. That's why I want to do something else. I won't tell you what to do. I know there's hard feelings and all over me leaving your mother and starting a new family. But we've got to start healing sometime. Let me do this for you, okay? Let me do this one thing right. Help you get this scholarship.
Okay,
I'm going to tell you first that we have a lot to do to fly. After 7 days of deliberation, it looks like we have a verdict. All four LAPD officers were acquitted of the charge of assault against Rodney King. That's how we do this. Did you enjoy the videotapes? Well, did anybody care about a videotape? Of course they say that. The cops just beat Rodney King's ass.
Let's get your own
I want to say this for time. Attempting murder, drug trafficking, legal, or murder. I know I'm looking at life, but I get to pick where I do the time. No Pelican Bay, no San Quentin. I don't want solitary. I know that's a lie.
That's not how this works. You can't just order a prison time like we both made.
Unless I run out to people that are more dangerous than me.
More dangerous than a tank building badass like yourself. Your uncle said something before he died. When this city goes up in flames, remember that I tried to stop it.
He wasn't lying. I feel he came here to kill me because I was breaking rules. I was running a royalty business on the side, getting people across the border. Then I was just broke. They made you a move. To bring him in. One woman. And they came to the Texas City. We're going down to the previous minute.
Steven, I'm 52, and I'm a makeup artist. I met my husband in 2002.
I'm so tired.
Do you think you can fall in love again?
I'm so ready, you know?
So, what do you see when you look at yourself?
I see a really long life series of vast experiences.
So, that's cosmetic is FDA approved to temporarily make brow lines, crow's feet, and forehead lines look better. The effects of Botox Cosmetic may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away if difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness may be a sign of a life-threatening condition. Do not receive Botox Cosmetic if you have a skin infection. Side effects may include allergic reactions, injection site pain, headaches, eyebrow, eyelid drooping, and eyelid swelling. Tell your doctor about your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, and medications including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects. See for yourself at BotoxCosmetic.com.
Mr. Clark, your daughter is a very good kisser.
When you crave the uncomfortable, try spicy Pringles Scorchin.
This is a warrior. Midnight to morning, she's incommensurate. All day comfort, all night shift. Kevner, heart on her sleeve. There were leaks show up, our protection helps people drop. The only thing stronger than us is you.
If you're over 50, imagine you could turn back the clock on your stiff, achy joints 10, even 20 years. Imagine you could do this without products that just temporarily hide the symptoms and may have side effects. Imagine no more. Introducing InstaFlex Advance. Get a complimentary sample just by texting FEDS to 321-321. InstaFlex Advance is different because it targets the root cause of joint soreness and stiffness. It doesn't just cover up symptoms. Instead, it feeds your joints in its unique combination of five key natural ingredients found in no other product. Key ingredients backed by five clinical studies. InstaFlex Advance is so powerful, you can have better knees in just 1 week. Maybe that's why it's the number one selling joint brand at GNC. But you can only get your complimentary sample by texting FEDS to 321-321. Plus, text now and we'll include a tube of InstaFlex pain cream with its exclusive oxygenated oil for fast-acting relief from the pain of arthritis, backaches, and sore muscles. Absolutely free. Text it at FENC to 321-321.
Yeah, I love you. cheers out to somebody. Never bad, you go. FBI International. Watch anytime on demand and streaming on Paramount Plus. Seven dead, six survivors being taken to triage. This is Special Agent Bashir. She's our FBI point person.
No terrorist organization taking credit for this attack so far. But witnesses say the bomber was a woman in her 20s, Middle Eastern ethnicity. She was dropped off by three men in a white four-door Toyota. No one saw faces or sight.
There's no accident. They chose that car for the most common rides in SoCal. They flew by the Al-Aman Salman Fidel 414. And he sends Washington with this place. It's the largest blood bank on the west side. You take other medical research first. It makes chain the victims after the next attack even harder. Next attack. This was their only hope.
The news has been stopped to article on the west side. Going to the largest chance of mass casualties.
It's a large ground encounter. Let's coordinate with Homeland Security in West Bureau. Start evacuations immediately. Copy that. We'll go after Goldman if you can. If they already have some custody, they might move up their plans. What are you thinking? Hey, it's here. My city on fire. Most of the places they were spotted at were south LA.
They still live around there, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, there's a time when my first instinct would have been to squeeze those neighborhoods until someone talked.
Yeah, make them hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think anything this group is doing is by accident. They're anticipating a heavy-handed response from the police.
In addition to the attacks, if they can get LA to tear itself apart, then mission accomplished.
28 years ago was Rodney King. 27 years before that was Watts. History says we're a year overdue for another story.
Let's carry it on.
Try not to make the same mistake again. I want to search them carefully and responsibly. Urges an acquired commitment.
Relating is off, but I miss you guys.
Honda will be at the location with you until Dad, you're driving.
Hey, nice scratch on Black Betty. Yeah, I got you, Luca.
Yeah, Chris didn't tell us your numbers in 92.
What about you, Luca? Where were you when the riots popped off?
20, I was visiting my first girlfriend in Koreatown, Minji.
You would have been in your 20s back then. That was your first girlfriend?
First girlfriend in Koreatown. My girlfriend's family restaurant got looted, and her dad had served the Korean army, so I ended up standing guard with them to protect what was left.
Sounds like an awesome date.
Troll checked out every other location your girlfriend gave us. The apartment we're rolling to?
The last place the terrorists were seen.
What about you, Deke? Where were you when 92 popped up?
I had joined the force then, so my memories are all TV. Let's go.
Here, look up.
Back in black. The German to stay liquid.
Did you find anyone at the apartment?
Saw the dead Picario.
No terrorists.
No.
They must have figured out someone was watching.
So they know their cover's gone. Now it's full speed ahead with whatever they're planning.
That's not all. Ground bombing materials. Remote detonators.
So no more suicide bombs. Strategic attacks. These guys are not done.
Hi, Mr. Bashir. The apartment is paid in cash, so we don't have names, but we do have descriptions.
Nashwar Gomez told us three men, one woman who had to be the suicide bomber. We're releasing these images to every law enforcement agency.
So far, there's no indication the cell was sponsored by any state. A lot of jihadists encourage people to act on their own.
Might have narrowed down potential targets. Found this in the apartment. It's a big brand of merchandise.
Big Brandon? The YouTube jokester guy?
If you sign up for his VIP club, you get a baseball cap. And you know who's house. She won't be safe with buying sound of fan.
Just fine.
But it's not the hat that matters. So what you get with it?
Access to any of his pop-up events, including what happened today at the 10-day hotel.
This bad meetup is one of the things on my flag that's a soft target.
LAPD has a start evacuation area. VIP status gets you access to the entire hotel.
Or to secure that they could have gotten bombs inside. Easy. We gotta get word to secure it.
So what are you doing to come in on this?
There's a VIP entrance and exit here. What is there a supply chain to use?
Bomb squad's already running all the buses and fire explosives. Your training will continue secure. Help evacuate the veins. I can cover the VIP areas.
Just
feel
the bag outside. We don't know
their location. This is your getaway plan.
Street Chris, post up. I want a bird's eye view scan and everything.
He says to take a turn.
At Intracellular Therapy, we're inspired by our circle, a circle that includes our researchers, driven by our award-winning science, who uncover new medicines to treat mental illness. It includes the compassionate healthcare professionals, the dedicated social workers, and the supportive peer programs to help improve and even change people's lives. Moving from mental illness to mental wellness starts in our circle. This is Intracellular Therapy.
OxyClean prevents season. Then your sleeve does all the dirty work. Get clean this golden flu season. OxyClean laundry and home sanitizer kills 99.9% of germs, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Hey, it's me, your dry skin. I'm craving something we're missing. The Ceramides from CeraVe. It helps restore my natural barrier so I can lock in moisture. We've got to have each other's back. CeraVe, now the number one dermatologist recommended skincare brand.
I'm not ready to lose my hair. Not now. But I never thought there was a real solution. Now I use Keep, the easiest way to keep my hair. And I can get my treatment without leaving the couch. Go to Keep.com to learn more.
Welcome to Allstate, where auto insurance now costs less. And savings like that everywhere. Now save more with Allstate. Because better protection costs a whole lot less. With Allstate,
make a call for a full steak.
Lactaid is 100% real milk, just without the lactose, so you can enjoy it even if you're sensitive to dairy. So anyone who says Lactaid is a real milk is also saying Maple Gear isn't a real cow. And she really hates that.
Hello, how can I...
Still a throat pain?
Try this Maple Cool Drop in honey lemon juice for fast-acting sore throat relief. Whoa! Vaporize sore throat pain with this Maple Cool Drop.
A lot of folks ask me why their dishwasher doesn't get everything clean. But I tell them, it may be your detergent. That's why more dishwasher brands recommend Cascade Platinum, with the soaking, scrubbing, and rinsing built right in for sparkling clean dishes the first time. Cascade Platinum.
Got my hair, got my brain, got my ears, got my heart, got
my soul, got my mouth, got my soul. Metro by T-Mobile is giving you more with a big 5G upgrade. Now, choose from the largest selection of free 5G phones like the Samsung Galaxy 5G. All with the power of the T-Mobile 5G network. Get more for the new year. Only at Metro.
We're back!
You gotta look out for each other. That's what I was doing.
thinking about those rides back then brings up complicated memories for you.
Yeah.
But at least he lets you drive that car sometimes. That's one thing I have to do.
Yeah, I remember you saying something like that. But I'm sorry for bothering you at work. I just saw the news, and I guess I wanted to make sure you're okay.
It's been a long day, but I'm right. You don't ever have to apologize for checking in. You hear me?
Got my friends with her, and then one of them got her falling down, and it's minor, but she's scared.
Sorry to hear that.
I was wondering if I could go check up on her.
No, girl, we got a lot of good peeps out there. You don't have to do that.
Well, I know. I just want to be there for them. And that's something you do.
Okay. Go ahead.
Mostly Diana, the standard jihadist rhetoric. Anger towards non-believers, more anger towards the U.S. Sound like a bunch of rich kids who got bored and nothing better to spread their misery. I think I got something.
What is it?
I've been looking through some of these older IMs and a deep dive in these conversations. Our terrorists made a lot of references to what happened in Norway in 2011. Same day, same city, different targets. A sequential attacks, each one says that the next had fallen domino spreads here. Makes people feel like they're not safe anymore.
I did some digging too. Not a good person. But some of these conversations, calls himself the American, has no idea on who he or she is. There's still one more amount there in the
woods. Commander, we got a fifth suspect, calls himself the American.
I heard. Let's hope this helps.
Here's a map of the Bolo who works for the white Toyota with the suicide bomb. Initially, there were too many to count until we considered what we now know about these people. This one's registered to a security guard from that hotel.
After these two are registered to LAPD officers. Roll up. Here's one registered to the EMS ambulance driver. Frank Tip.
Suicide bombing at the top 9 million. Harder to save kids at the hotel.
And the victims at that hotel event are all in one place. This cell is going to use that ambulance data to treat our center. Daryl's there.
Maybe it's another refill, your favorite diner. Or waiting for the 712 bus. Or Sunday afternoon in the produce aisle. These moments may not seem remarkable, but at Pfizer, protecting the regular routine and every day drives us to reach for exceptional. Working to impact hundreds of millions of lives, young and old. It's what we call the pursuit of normal.
It's time, Thursday. Itchy. Squirmy, scratchy, family not getting clean, get Charmin Ultra Strong. It just cleans better. With a diamond deep texture, your family can use less while still getting clean. Goodbye, itchy squirms. Hello, clean bottoms. We all go. Why not enjoy the go with Charmin?
Fairly distressed sleeps that are came, but when we realized she was battling sensitive skin, we switched to Tide Hygienic Clean Free to get on her skin. It is a clean bone, free detergent, Tide Hygienic Clean Free, hypoallergenic, and safe for sensitive skin.
Ready to shine from the inside out? Try Nature's Bounty Hair, Skin, and Nail Gummies, the number one brand to support beautiful hair, glowing skin, and healthy nails. Try Jelly Bean Vitamins with 2 times the biotin.
Do we have a problem?
NCIS, Monday at 9 a.m. Central on PBS. Dear Jack Frost, try to nip at our toes. Thanks to available remote connect, you'll be healthy and ready to go. Warm wishes, Toyota Cars.
Every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan, and roadside assistance. Toyota, let's go places. It's our January sale on the 300-360 Smart Bed. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to relieve pressure points. And it's temperature balancing, so you both squeeze just right. Save $1,000 on the 300-360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen, now $19.99, plus 0% interest for 36 months.
With Burlington, you can look great, get in shape, and save a ton of money. Stop missing a beat. You'll love the deals. You'll love Burlington. Dear Jack Frost, try to nip at our toes. Thanks to available remote connection, we'll be healthy and ready to go. Warm wishes, Toyota Cars.
Every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan, and roadside assistance. Toyota, let's go nuts. Chief Meteorologist Albert Ramone on CBS2.
Say, better to instruct the neighborhood.
Calvin and Tina Butler show up at the doorstep with their son. Can one family share a bathroom without driving each other crazy?
I need some privacy, people!
Monday on CBS is streaming on Paramount Plus.
The one everyone will be talking about.
The show!
Bombsquad search for McDonald's house. Every entrance is with explosives.
So he's definitely our guy.
Pamela's a white American citizen. He's worked as an EMS for 10 years.
So what's her name?
The State Department said his parents worked for Foreign Service in the Middle East. He grew up there. Probably saw a share of poverty and inequality.
Commander 20, David. We have increased security at the triage center. We got eyes on ambulance number 021. He is headed west on 4th Street, straight for the triage center.
Thank you.
more absorbent, so you can use less less. Downy, the quicker finger upgrade.
Are you tired of clean clothes that just don't smell clean? Downy Unstoppable's in-wash scent boosters keep your laundry smelling fresh way longer than detergent alone. If you want laundry to smell fresh for weeks, make sure you have Downy Unstoppable in-wash scent boosters.
NyQuil Severe gives you powerful relief for your worst cold or flu symptoms. Want to call midnight? NyQuil Severe, the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head, best sleep for the cold.
The KFC chicken sandwich is only served one way, straight from the fryer, piping hot, and Kentucky Fried to order. If you don't like it this way, you'll have to go somewhere else. KFC, it's finger looking good.
The Chihuahua Pop Guard film?
Then how'd you get some ghost in jam?
That's my jam.
From Sunday?
Sunday?
So, like, what about our new year?
Yeah, that feels fun.
Crazy good.
It's my 310, no extra sight, migraine medicine. It's super healthy. For any time, anywhere migraine strikes, without worrying if it's too late for where I am. One dose can quickly stop my migraine in its tracks within 2 hours. On my older medicine, Duvelity is a pill that directly blocks CGRP protein, believed to be a cause of migraine. Do not take with JAK3 and 4 inhibitors. Most common side effects were nausea and tiredness. Talk about Duvelity and learn how that week can help you save.
I've been telling everyone, the secret to great teeth is having healthy gums.
Fresh Advanced Gum Restore. The toxifies will lower gum length and restores by helping heal gums in as little as 7 days. The number one toothpaste brand in America.
A wife and mother was said to have gone for a bike ride and never returned.
The initial thought is kidnapping.
She had used a spy phone to make secret recordings with data from the case. 48 hours tonight.
I'm the kid. I wanted to be an incredible doctor.
Yeah, stole my job.
Yeah, I'm not second now.
A new good Sam, Wednesday, 10, 9 central, on CBS.
God, it's great to see you walking.
Hey, sir. You okay? Two cracked ribs now. I'm okay, but I'm breathing. It's good enough for now.
Well, you scared by a lot of us.
That's the only street job, right? Commander, I apologize for not listening to your orders. I saw its active little manager on the ground.
I need to talk about it right now.
So thank you for your time. Appreciate you talking to me. That's what I'm talking about. You get this way, 5 and 2. 5 figure and say, look, say not. That's right. Man appreciates that kind of respect. You know that. Bob. You showed up.
I did. How's them ribs?
It is what it is. I'll be all right. Come on. That's what you said.
Definitely.
Listen, I've been taking a lot of pressure today. Back in the day when I told you why I enlisted, I remember. See, I told myself it was because I wanted to help people. I wanted to see the world. And not because I wanted to hurt you. The truth is, part of this is because I didn't want to hurt you.
I understand. You're 17 years old?
Back then, I thought if I followed your wishes, chased your dream, it would bring us closer again than I. I just didn't want that. I wanted to hurt you.
And I know that I hurt you, too. I wish I had old man wisdom back then. You were afraid of losing me again, and I deserved that hurt. But love is worth the inevitability of loss, son. I'm sorry. We both are. Young blood. What do you think about this?
This is crazy. I thought this all started from the Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter stuff.
You mean? Same issues, different decades.
Was that frustrating?
Depends on what time of the day you ask me.
Don't you think we made progress?
We're still trying to.
Every year, the purpose of this event is to bring people together. Make sure you know the faces of your law enforcement officers. Make sure law enforcement officers humanize the faces they help and interact with. The last thing we want is to repeat 92.
These children are scared.
Hurt. I mean, you seem really nervous.
Red line?
Just disturbing. I can't wait to hear the story.
You know, you and I have come a long way. I'm sure I always liked you.
And now?
Are you a little nervous? Is that the mayor yet?
Yeah. Coronavirus. They're sending all the phones to CDC and the governor. They may have to shut the city down. Shelter at home. Business is closed down the whole shebang.
If that means a slot.
Things will all really change.
So, you're going to tell me?
Tell you what?
Your memories of the riots. There's obviously something rattling around in that area.
So you think you can bring me or something?
Of course I can. Just spit it out.
Okay, I remember much, but I got my first CD player during the riots. My mother gave it to me as a gift. I later realized that she wore it from the store, along with a microwave and a hair curler. Something really awful was going on out there, and her drunk ass saw it as an opportunity to kill himself.
Like
the
counts.
I gotta admit, I love that CD player.
You know, I imagine that the expectation is for me to get up here and talk about my experience during the 92 riots. Back then, I was younger, inexperienced. I was a patrol officer. Probably not a very good cop back then. Thing is, I didn't work the riots. The day when everything went down, my partner and I were ordered by our superior officer to vacate your neighborhoods. We were reassigned to protect Century City. We could have gone against those orders and suffered the consequences, but we didn't. So our view of the riots was watching our city burn from 10 miles away. But today, I hold my SWAT officers to a much higher standard. And 28 years ago, I wish I had lived up to that standard. Yesterday, one of my sergeants made a judgment call. Went against my orders because he thought it would save lives. And it did. I wish I had called an audible back in 92. Maybe I could have helped in some way. But I have to live with that. But then there's days like today, when I'm reminded of how far I've come and how far I hope our city has come.
This is a shot.
We need to celebrate like 92 was the end of it.
It's still going on. The same problems. A system that never got fixed.
Let me explain something to you. When I was 17, same age as you, I'm walking home from school, band practice, and my trumpet in my case. And an unmarked car rolls up on me. And two grown white men with badges jump out, push me up against the wall, threw my horn on the ground. They just all bent up. Then they take out a switchblade and they laugh and chuckling. They took that blade and they put it right across my throat. And they said, get your ass out of here or we'll kill you and nobody will care. I was just walking home. So, choose to put on a badge, you better know what that means. Because it ain't no easy solution when black people are being treated like they're disposable. And all a police officer needs is reasonable fear to kill you, me, or Hondo if he ain't wearing that uniform.
What's going on?
That day that you told me you enlisted, did you know what you were signing up for?
I thought we'd done and passed this off. Didn't you tell me if I want things to change, it would be the change?
Eh? What have you seen change, son? Huh? Let me tell you about a little boy I know, son. Somebody asked him, how will it be okay? His answer, it ain't me. It ain't us. It ain't them. It's the cops. Y'all are the ones that's killing us. He said that in 1965, but it sounds like today. It's this generational movement that just keeps getting picked at every few decades because we refuse to learn a lesson.
Maybe if we learn the lesson this time, up to that.
Don't be naive. Your son. Look, old Renegade Slauson. Release you, you say. I saw Watts burn while police went and killed him. You saw it in 92. What this boy won't see.
Captiva, you get both.
Captiva is the first doctor formulated
fermented probiotic that works in the night with key ingredients backed by 7 clinical studies. And right now, you can get a complimentary sample by texting GUT to 321-321. Gutiva works while you sleep to soothe indigestion, cramping, bloating, even constipation, while promoting digestive health. And it has time-released melatonin to help you get the best sleep of your life.
Okay, girls. What are we up next week? Taco week? Really?
Gutiva is lying off the shelves at GNC. But you can only get your complimentary sample by texting GUT to 321-321. Text now, and we'll include a box of Gutiva digestive enzymes to help your body digest meals and avoid occasional gas and discomfort absolutely free. That's GUT to 321-321.
Buckle up, America. It's the defensive right. Good step up. Back again when the pressure's on. Every single play. It's the playoffs. Who's back you got?
This week on 60 Minutes, that's incredible, 60 Minutes. It is Sunday on CBS.
Yeah.
And Dan Boyd.
What a blast. It's CBS and NCIS Hawaii. Mondays at 9, 8 central. And be there for a special episode of NCIS Hawaii tomorrow after the game on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus. Sick of waiting for your furniture to arrive? Menards has furniture you need in stock. Plus, you get a free rug. That's right. Buy any upholstered living room furniture, $299 or more. Get a free 5x7 airship rug. That's $149.99 in savings. Need a new chair? How about a section? A new recliner or love seat? Buy one today. Get a free rug. Hurry up. Get the Menards before they're gone. In store only while supplies last.
No, it has affected me personally as one who has contracted it and seen the devastation that it has in experiencing the death of my wife. The vaccine saves lives. If you're on the fence, get vaccinated.
With Burlington, you can look great, get in shape, and save a ton of money. Stop missing a beat. You'll love the deals. You'll love Burlington.
Get closer to the magic than ever before. Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party. Now playing at all Allstate Arena. Free parking for ticket purchase. Visit DisneyOnIce.com for show details today.
Sometimes the most thrilling experiences come from Mother Nature herself. The Ford SUVs were built for, like the Escape with available intelligent all-wheel drive, the Explorer with a terrain management system, and the Bronco Sport with tow mode. Dream, shine, bloom again. Bring it on. Ford SUVs were built for weather. Choose flex drive on an Edge or Escape and get 0% financing for 66 months plus 1,000 back. See your local Ford dealer.
The new C100.3. All your favorite hits of the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Chicago, for hits of the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, try the new C100.3. Listen now.
Watch CBS 2 News at 4, starting Monday.
Lawmakers back!
And Colbert, Monday on CBS.
When something like this happens, somebody goes missing, you want answers. But this case is incredibly unique when you started to dig a little bit deeper. Nothing is what it seems.
JJ Morshew went missing on Mother's Day in May of 2020, and from there on out, it became a nationwide search for her.
Suzanne Morshew left for a bike ride, and she never came back.
She has two beautiful daughters. The family looks to be perfect from the outside. Every picture you saw of them, they're smiling, they're laughing, they're looking like they love each other. She grew up in Indiana. She came to Colorado and she began to mountain bike.
We see pictures of a beautiful woman, an active, physically fit woman, taking advantage of the mountains.
Barry Morphew was a business owner. He was an avid hunter. The man's man. on May 9th, Barry was very happy because there had been some marital tension, but not on May 9th.
All we have to go on is what Barry says occurred.
That's right. Barry says they had a nice dinner together, they even made love, and then they went to sleep, and she was still sleeping the next morning when he left for work.
So the next day, Mother's Day, the daughter.
What? Awesome. Somebody else is dead? What up, Jane? I went with you. Bitch, you were my alma mater. They wanted to be at the Twin Magazine anyway. Let's go find your parents. Your father left me stranded on the side of the road. Get in the car, Mom. Mara, I'm sure you got stuck in a job or something, okay? Why do you always take his side? I'm not taking his side. He's too busy to fix my car. He's got so many other better things to do. Can we talk about this when I'm not working? So, you know, I never told you, but I'd be really good at popping cases. Well, the forensic scientist can be quite complicated. Well, common sense goes a long way. I read so many crime novels and I always know who did it.
Thank you, Agatha Christie. Stay in the car.
I won't embarrass you.
30 years of experience or otherwise?
You want to see your college?
For painful paperwork.
James, you know so much. It's worth it all of you love.
For the mother of two...
trying to get away from him.
What are you talking about? What's the problem?
I saw a woman come running out of his house. He and this other guy were trying to get her, but she got away.
It is nothing, officer. That other guy is a whole healthy carman. My wife is bipolar. She's having a paranoid episode. We're trying to help her.
That is not what it looked like.
Hey, to my children's a surplus with dental chunks. My wife is with us. They're all getting out of hand. My wife needs her meds, not the police. So you can leave.
Actually, I can't. Where did she go?
She ran to the neighbor's yard.
Control, I need units circulating on the lookout for a missing and endangered female named Linda Charles, last seen wearing a
gray sweatshirt, white pants.
Thank you. Gray sweatshirt, white pants, last seen northbound on the road.
Officer, please. Carlson, I should handle this. My wife is not well. You're going to scare her. Make things 10 times worse.
Sorry, that's no longer an option. I'm going to speak to my team from you and your age, and then I'll go find your wife.
What about the
thing? First snack in my kid. I need to help you and it don't go bad.
Just buy a damn candy bar. Oh my God, Eric? Is that you?
Leah, hey.
It's forever. Sam said that you were at the academy, but I didn't believe it. You're really a cop. This is amazing.
Yeah.
He still has to finish his training.
True. I should go, but really great seeing you. Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I never thought you were guilty. And that's what I told the press every reporter that came around. I said there is no way that he killed Patrick.
Yeah, I saw the clips. That really meant a lot. I think you're the only one that stood by me. I should get back to her.
Of course. How about, hey, we should hang. Are you free tonight?
Yeah, I am. I'll call and text you.
Okay.
Thank you. just a cold. If you have high blood pressure, a cold is not just a cold. Unlike other cold medicines, Coracine provides powerful cold relief without raising your blood pressure. Be there for life's best moments with Coracine, now in sugar-free liquid.
Reported from Portugal. Guard up marshals for a total steal.
Got our favorite. See a big nugget.
Let me guess. A Big Mac?
Who's this?
Press that Big Nugget, Dad.
Walking through.
Can you really see it?
Enjoy any good classics with $6. Like a Big Mac or 10 piece chicken McNuggets for later time at McDonald's.
Has anyone ever taken a rose back before?
Job. He said, how are you?